1. Confucius. Zhuangzi once characterized Confucius as saying, "You may forget me as I once was, but there is something unforgettable about me that will still live on." This prediction remains accurate as Confucius' words still live on today and have been quoted by people down through the ages. Because of the writings and teachings left behind, Confucius is considered one of history's wisest men. When he was born in 551 BC in Lu, China, the baby who would someday be called Kongfuzi was named Kongqiu. Confucius's father, Kong Shu Lianghe, was a descendant of the royal family of Shang and had at one time been governor of the town of Zhou. When Kongqiu was 3 years old, his father died, leaving the child and his young mother in poverty. As Kongqiu grew older, their financial situation required him to take on menial jobs such as caring for livestock. He became a polite, smart, and hard-working young man with an insatiable desire to learn. This thirst for knowledge would push him toward a life of learning and teaching others. Confucius married when he was 19, had a son and two daughters, and continued working assorted jobs, including several in his local government. Around the age of 30, Confucius began his teaching career, sometimes traveling from town to town while teaching a group of students who accompanied him. As a result, it didn't take long for his principles to spread and for others to begin recognizing him for the wise sage that he was. Confucius became increasingly distressed by the political corruption and disorder in society, so he decided to get involved in politics, hoping to make a change. But after 10 years of trying, he failed in persuading even one ruler to practice his moral doctrines. Yet Confucius never faltered in his belief that the most important task of any ruler was to work for the welfare and happiness of his people. He spent the rest years of his life studying, writing, and teaching his ever-expanding group of students. It's been said that up to 3,000 men may have studied with Confucius. Sadly, Confucius's last year were unhappy. One morning in 479 BC, the sage died in bed. His followers buried him with great ceremony, but huts close to his grave and spent the next 3 years there in mournful respect.